Tuesday morning to you, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon Podcast. Since it is Tuesday, this is an archive show, first published as a newspaper column and podcast episode several years ago. Thanks for downloading, and I sure hope you enjoy it. This story was first published back in August 22nd of 2010, under the headline, The Legendary Spanish Gold of Neyakani Mountain. Here we go. Stories about buried treasure are, of course, almost never true. But there's one buried treasure story, dating back to the 1600s on the northern Oregon coast, that might actually be the real thing. The story has been passed down through generations of Native Americans in the area of Nehalem Bay and has almost certainly been corrupted over the centuries by exaggerations and simplifications, but here's the gist of it. In the late 1600s, a Spanish sailing ship came into Nehalem Bay, according to this story. Now, some versions of the story say it dropped anchor there. In others, the galleon was shipwrecked. But both versions go on to say that a group of men climbed into a small boat and rowed through the breakers to shore. The men then walked straight inland and up the side of a shoreside bluff called Neyakani Mountain, carrying a heavy chest. At some point on the side of the mountain, they stopped, set the chest down, and started digging. The whole time, the local natives had been watching with great curiosity. At last, the hole was deep enough, and the chest was lowered into it. Then, apparently knowing somehow that the natives would not disturb a man's grave, one of the bearded strangers drew his cutlass and plunged it into another, a dark-skinned man, apparently an African slave. This unfortunate fellow, once he finished dying, was then tossed in on top of the chest, and man and chest were buried together. From here, the stories diverge again. One has the ship hoisting anchor and disappearing over the horizon. In another, several sailors are left behind to guard the ship but quarrel with the natives over women and are killed in the ensuing fights. Perhaps the most ludicrous version, a shipwreck scenario, has the captain of the ship killing all of his crew members who won't fit in the lifeboats and then setting out on the open sea in it, rowing towards Baja California. A century passed. Then, in the early 1800s, British and American expeditions started to arrive. Lewis and Clark, the Astorian Party, the Hudson's Bay Company by land, and Captains Gray and Vancouver by sea, although not in that order. Trading with the natives, they learned of the buried gold. Poor Neyakani Mountain hasn't been the same since. One settler after another has become obsessed with the legend and gone to try to retrieve the Spanish gold. People have spent years, decades, whole lifetimes digging hopeful holes in that bluff. In the 1870s, a treasure hunter named Pat Smith found some stones marked with arrows and crosses and the letters DEW, but nothing more. During the 1930s, two treasure hunters even died in the attempt when an excavation they were working on collapsed on them. The legend is still very much alive today. In 2006, a movie was even made about it, The Tillamook Treasure, also known as The Legend of Tillamook's Gold, an indie children's film that won an impressive bevy of awards. People are still digging holes in the bluff, although a lot of it is going on in secret now because that part of the bluff owned by Oregon Parks and Recreation Department is officially off-limits to treasure hunters. But these latter-day treasure hunters may be barking up an empty tree. There's some reason to believe the treasure was real, but was found long ago. It seems that back in the early 1800s, a fur trapper named Thomas McKay arrived with the Astorian Party on the ill-fated sailing ship Tonquin. Here he must have heard about the treasure because, after he became an employee of the Hudson's Bay Company, he started coming to the mountain spade in hand and worked obsessively, digging and scrounging every spare moment. Then one day he suddenly walked away from the mountain, quit his job, and disappeared. Years later, when he settled at French Prairie by the Willamette River, he seemed oddly flush with cash, not to the point of being flashy about it, but never worried about money either, and quite generous with it among his friends. And this was before the 1848 gold rush, when the other residents of the Willamette Valley were using bushels of wheat and Abernethy rocks as currency. Could it be that Thomas McKay found that chest, secretly slipped away with it, quit his job, and went somewhere else to enjoy it, free of the notoriety and envy that always seemed to accompany found money? In fact, isn't that what any of us would do? If that's what happened, one has to hope that he at least treated the bones of that poor murdered slave with some respect. Key sources in this story have included works by Bill Gulick and William L. Sullivan. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. More info is at our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. Offbeat Oregon is a division of Pulplit Productions, a boutique publishing house about which more can be learned at pulp-lit.com. Speaking of which, if you enjoy listening to me, you might check out some of my audiobooks. You can find them most easily with a search for my name on audible.com. Most of them are old pulp stuff, H.P. Lovecraft, Edgar Rice Burroughs, etc., but at least two of them are Offbeat Oregon history type stuff. Check them out if you're so inclined. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for a future episode? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History are uploaded around 6 a.m. every weekday, so the next one will be on your device and ready to go before you know it. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.